I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. Here's one vote for the most affecting, anguishing, revealing, and prophetic scene of the movie year. It's in Blue Valentine, and yes, it's all of those things at once in a powerful film that alternates between moments of earlier happiness and later pain. The scene is set early in the shared history of Dean and Cindy, two lovers played magnificently by Ryan Gosling and Michelle Williams. Walking her home at night, Dean asks if she can dance. Cindy responds by dancing a sweetly silly little jig in the doorway of a brightly lit store, a bridal gown store, while Dean strums a ukulele he's been carrying and sings in an endearing Tiny Tim falsetto, "You always hurt the one you love." From what the narrative structure has already revealed of the couple's future, you want to tell her to run, to flee, to save herself while she can. And you hear with fresh ears the part of the song's lyric about crushing roses until the petals fall. Blue Valentine is the auspicious directorial debut of Derek C. in France, and it can be crushing in its portrayal of how two people who truly do love each other come to lacerate and eventually devastate each other. The heartbreaking brilliance of this film lies in its contradictions. The man who sings that soppy old ballad has a touch of the poet in his fractured soul. He can be as kind as he is cruel, though he never stops to wonder where either impulse comes from. The ardent young woman who dances to his tune may well have the talent to become the physician she'd like to be, but she's led astray by her own impulses and her desperate insecurity. The film's co-stars aren't stars in the Hollywood sense of the term. They're simply two of the finest movie actors of our time. Michelle Williams' girl-next-door beauty can conceal, though never completely, the grief coursing through Cindy's life. "Nobody else in my family talks," she says to Dean. It helps explain why she was drawn to his brash, boyish eloquence in the first place. Ryan Gosling's gift for boundary-free feelings conveys the chaos behind Dean's strong features. Cindy tells him to be a man, but Dean has never had a clear idea of himself, and he can't be more than he is. One passage carries a shattering charge of sexual violence. It's a borderline rape in a squalid sex motel. The sequence drew an initial NC-17 rating that was later changed to R, and rightly so. This is art, not pornography. For the most part, though, the couple's encounters are so alive that the movie's back-and-forth leaps in time add up to a modern anatomy of marital failure. "You've got to be careful that the person you fall in love with is worth it," Cindy's grandmother tells her unhelpfully at one point, as if lovers wore their worth on their sleeves. I'm Joe Morgenstern, and I'll be back on KCRW next week, next year, with more reviews.